How do I buy tickets for that show? Where is the closest restaurant with a view? My kids are with me. Is there an age restriction for that attraction?
These are just some of the questions that the new Vegas Near Me app will answer for you. Vegas Near Me quite literally takes the guesswork out of planning your next Las Vegas trip. It is so helpful.
With constantly updated information, business hours, menus, ticket prices, parking costs, Vegas Near Me is a one-stop shop.
It really is. And here's the deal. It's free and you don't have to sign up, become a member. It is simple. Download Vegas Near Me today from the Apple App Store or from Google Play. If it's fun to do or see, it's on Vegas Near Me. It's episode 210 of Vegas Revealed. Live with Kelly and Mark sets up shop at the Fontainebleau, and we were there. Hear from longtime executive producer Michael Gelman about what it takes to bring the show on the road, Vegas style.
The Jersey Boys are back. We go to see the new residency show over at the Orleans and talk to the cast.
Junior's Cheesecake now has a full restaurant on the Las Vegas Strip. It's the first one on the West Coast.
And it is pool season, believe it or not. We tell you about a new hotel spot you may want to hit up whether you're staying there or not.
That and much more coming up on Vegas Revealed.
Let's get to it.
Vegas Revealed, presented by Level Up Law, starts now.
Welcome to Vegas Revealed, episode 210. I can't decide, Sean. By the way, it's Dana Roselli and Sean McAllister. If I want to say 210 or 210?
I would personally say 210.
210. I said 210 at the open, so
All right. Well, you're covered. You said it both ways.
Variation, I guess. Hey, welcome, everyone. It's also week one of our new TV show that airs on Fox 5, also on our YouTube at Vegas Revealed if you want to go check it out. We're excited to debut that. Just a little reminder before we kick off today's podcast.
And if you live here in Las Vegas, be sure to find Vegas Revealed in your TV guide listings and set your DVR to record all new episodes so you never miss any of the good stuff that we bring to you.
I know. You got to do that. We're on Saturday at 7:30 this weekend, p.m., not in the morning.
No, someone asked me that the other day.
Me too.
I was going out of the dentist, my dentist office. They were like, oh, okay. I told them we were at 7:30 on Saturday. And as I was walking out, the girl was like, I'll set my alarm clock and be up at 7:30 to watch. I was like, set your alarm. I was like, do you sleep? Like in the evening?
Do you take a long nap?
No, you're on in the morning, right? I was like, no, it's 7:30 at night in the evening, like a good time. She was like, oh, that's great.
Yeah. We're going to move around a lot. So there will be a few weekends in March toward the end that I think we're on at 9 a.m.
Correct.
So it'll be fresh eyes, you know, the morning crowd, the evening crowd. So we love that.
And we're going to keep you up to date on our Vegas Revealed social media to let you know the exact times each week that our shows are going to air. So you're not going to miss out on a darn thing because we want you to be there with us.
And we all know that you're just sitting there waiting to watch us. Well, you know who's sitting there waiting is some people who thought they were going to Adele this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she had to cancel like all of March, all her weekends with Adele. Like this is the final leg of this stretch and then she comes back again for shows in the summer. But she's not feeling well. And you know, when the throat and the voice and all that doesn't come together, a lot of times doctors require and ask that you just do like a good vocal rest. And so the remaining 5 weekends of this leg are being postponed to a later date. Adele wrote this on her Instagram and social media and Twitter, and she said, you know, we're already working out the details and you will be sent the information ASAP.
Yeah. So the backstory on this is Adele kind of explains that she had gotten sick a while ago and then never fully recovered. She kind of pushed through, kept doing her shows, and that's just kind of led to a situation where she was never able to fully recover. So now her doctor is saying, you know what, Adele? You need to chill out. You need to take a beat, recover so that you can come back full strength. So that's what she's doing. Obviously, there are going to be some disappointed ticket holders, mm-hmm. but they are looking right now to see when those dates can be rescheduled. And, you know, when the doctor says it's time to tap out, you got to tap out.
Right, exactly. And you need the full recovery. You can't just do it a weekend.
No, so. I've been there and it really sucks when you just string it out and never feel
Yeah.
Completely good.
Well, and imagine, I mean, and you don't sing. You don't walk around.
Well,
and sing.
I do, but it's terrible.
So imagine having to sing all that time.
No, I know. And have people rely on you to put on a good show.
Hey, you know who does sing? MJ and Prince. And both of them have shows at, well, tribute shows.
Kind of. Shows in honor of them.
In honor of them at the Tropicana. Oh, gosh. We shouldn't laugh. Don't write us and get nasty. We're laughing at how I tried to make the connection there. They both had shows, MJ Live and Purple Rain. Both have shows at the Tropicana, which we told you is closing in April.
Right.
And so now we found out that they have places to go, which I'm happy to hear about. These releases literally just came in as we were about to record the podcast. So let's read through them. It looks like Purple Rain, the Prince tribute show starring Jason Tenor. He's excellent.
He's great.
It's an excellent show.
And he's been doing this for a while.
Yeah.
The show's been going on for quite some time and popular.
Yeah. Yeah. He's been doing it a long time, like you said, and always excellent. They announced their new residency at the V Theater inside the Miracle Mile Shops at Planet Hollywood. So FYI, they are going to debut on Tuesday, March 19th. And it looks like it will be at 8:30 p.m. will be their headlining show. So congratulations to them on the move. I mean, Vegas wouldn't be Vegas without the Purple Rain show.
Yeah, so as of March 19th, Purple Rain over at V Theater inside the Miracle Mile Shops. And then MJ Live is another show that's been going on for quite some time as well. That's also being relocated because of the closure of the Trop in a couple months. MJ Live is going to have a new home at Sahara Las Vegas for a limited engagement starting March 18th and continuing through July 28th. And those shows are going to be 7:30 p.m.
Awesome. Yeah. So I'm glad they both found a new home for now. And it looks like MJ Live will be there till July, and then we'll see where they go after that. But I'm sure they'll find a spot.
Yeah. I like hearing that there's new homes for these shows and they're not just being put out.
Yeah. I think good spots for them too. Good locations.
They really are. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Kelly and Mark, live with Kelly and Mark, took place and set up shop over at the Fountain Blue. You and I went for one of the tapings. They had to tape them, obviously, because they're on the road. The show's usually live in New York City. But we had a blast. We went to taping number one on Monday morning, which aired on Tuesday. And it was great.
It was so fun. The energy inside of the Blue Live Theater over there at Fountain Blue, it was, people were ready to have a good time. It was, 9:30, 10 o'clock in the morning for the taping. And people were like, there was a dance contest before the show. People were up and ready.
Yeah. And it was really cool for Kelly and Mark, I think, to like come out on stage that was beautifully set up with a Vegas look and look out and see, you know, a full theater at Blue
Thousands.
Live.
Thousands.
You know, the balconies were full, cheering them on. What a fun time. It was Mark's first remote. You know, Mark is married to Kelly Ripa, Mark Consuelos, excellent actor. I watched him in Riverdale. He's got a new show I saw coming out on HBO Max, so good for him. And now, you know, after going through so many hosts since Regis left the show and later passed, Kelly has now, I guess, just agreed and decided, I'm going to do the show with Mark, and I think it works really well.
They are so cute together.
They really are.
As a couple and as co-hosts.
Yes. I mean, charming to watch, really. It just like literally like jealousy oozes because you're like, this is perfection. Obviously, we never know what happens behind the scene. Nothing's perfect. And they talk about that all the time, you know?
They do.
But yeah, what a great, and they just, we saw them though, like when they were off camera and we noticed like they really gel really well. Nobody's trying to take over anyone's job. They're definitely a team.
Oh, they are. And, you know, when they would be standing there in a commercial break waiting to, you know, for the show to restart again, you know, he would have his hand on the small of her back.
Yeah.
And it was just super cute.
Really
and
cute.
By the way, both of them are really funny.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting to laugh as much as we did.
Yeah, they are funny. Really. And I like that Mark's a little shy.
He is.
He's a little shy. And Kelly's always been that way. She's quick, too. you know,
very,
very quick-witted. And I love that they engage with the audience. I love that they still handwrite a lot of the cue cards.
Yeah.
Michael Gelman is the executive producer. He has been there forever. In fact, he's a Guinness
World record holder.
World record breaker. Yeah, I was trying to get that. And for the longest morning show producer in the history of TV, which is amazing.
Well, and we were looking that up, Dana, and you were pulling up the information. And this is like his one and only professional job. Like, he started with the show.
Yep.
Super young, and he's stayed with it all these years.
Right. I mean, like, the name of the show has changed, and it went from like local in New York City to, you know, syndicated and everything. So it, a lot of changes, but the whole, you're right, the whole time, you know, Regis and Gelman, remember Regis always used to yell, Gelman!
Gelman!
Yeah. And still, you know, it was fun to see, I'm going off on a million different tangents. It was fun to see Kelly, like you said, kind of interact with Gelman. Whenever she forgot her train of thought, she'd be like, Gelman, what's the name of that? And that's always what it's been like. Gelman's always been a part of the show. So even though Michael Gelman is the executive producer, people know him that watch the show.
They do.
Yeah.
They do.
I love what he's developed. And we said, you know what, let's talk to him. We wanted to chat with him about, because when we walked into the Blue Live Theater, we thought, wow, this set is amazing.
I mean, they turned that stage into, they turned it into a TV studio, that theater, and the set that they built was very, it felt like Fountain Blue.
Mm-hmm. It was great. It was beautiful. I thought, wow, just for four shows, but they went all out.
Sure did.
And so we pulled Michael Gelman aside. He was willing to talk to us and had a nice chat with him just about bringing the show to Vegas and, you know, what kind of work that takes. Also, just chatting with him a little bit about what he likes about Vegas and why they even like taking the show there.
What does it take to put on a production of this caliber, essentially on the other side of the country?
You know, it's nerve-wracking because whatever we do on a daily basis with a live show is difficult. But when you bring it to a new location and a huge location and you try to set up, a theater into a studio in a couple of days, there's just so many things that can go wrong. So you just try to dot your I's and cross your T's and hope that nothing goes wrong.
What is your thought process in putting these shows together and making sure that you capture the Vegas spirit?
You know, we want to have a balance of, you know, the kind of the big acts along with celebrities and just keeping it very kind of homey with Kelly and Mark. And I think we've done a good job. I mean, the bookings are tremendous. We also try to get out there, so we bring kind of all those other things in. So, you know, we're at the Sphere, we're, you know, doing tours of hotels, we're at UFC, we have all stuff, all kinds of stuff going on.
And this is Mark's first remote show, right?
Yeah, he's never done a remote. He's come on remotes as a family member, but he's never been the host, so it's very exciting for him.
I was just going to ask, what's your take on Vegas? What do you think when you visit? Because I know you're a New York City guy,
so. I'm a New York City guy, but I love Vegas. I mean, the food, and I'm a foodie, and the restaurants in this hotel and all over the place are so good. So the food is great. And I also love a show, you know, and I love a spectacular. And there's nothing as spectacular as some of these Vegas shows. So I'm having a good time. You know, my wife Lori came with me. My daughter flew in from L.A. She's had some time here with me. So in between my working, we've been getting out and having a good time.
This isn't going to be the only time that we see Kelly and Mark on Las Vegas soil, is it? Are you going to be back?
Well, I just heard today on the show, it was announced we have a residency here at the Blue Life Theater. Start that rumor, maybe it'll come true.
We'll help spread it.
No, we hope to be back, and it's always fun, and there's so much talent. It's such a mecca of showbiz and entertainment that we love coming here. So hopefully we'll be back soon.
And next up, you'll be on the road again in L.A. For your post-Oscar show.
Yeah, the Oscars is another huge show, and just the timing worked out that they were like, you know, 1 or 2 weeks away, but it's a little challenging, but it's going to be great. It's going to be big. We have, you know, like thousands of people ready to show up out there, and hopefully we'll get some big Oscar winners on the red carpet. We'll be backstage. It's always an exciting show.
Gelman is great, and I feel like he looks younger now than he ever has at any other point in his career, yeah, which is astonishing.
Literally ages backwards, right?
Man.
And I think, you know, you and I have talked about this before, but I did have the opportunity to go interview Michael Gelman and Regis and Kelly when I worked for CBS in Las Vegas because, you know, Regis and Kelly was on the show when Regis was retiring and they sent me for the network. And really one of the most memorable things I've ever done, just to see the behind the scenes, get to see, sit with Regis in his office, get to meet Gelman, see how Gelman and Regis, you know, interact together, even as friends. And I notice it's just, there's such a camaraderie. They get each other. And I think that's just why the show has always worked. And Kelly, you know, when she came in, just really embraced all that and has taken what I think Michael Gelman and Regis started and has moved it and kept it the same style.
Yeah, kept that spirit alive for right. Sure. That's a really cool experience that you were able to have to go and do that.
It really was. I enjoyed it so much. Something I'll always remember.
Yeah. And on the show that we attended, Cheryl Lee Ralph, of course, she's a award winner, yeah, star of stage, screen. She was the guest on the show and could not have been a better spokesperson for the Las Vegas experience.
I know. She was talking about the Fountain Blue and how wonderful it was. She loved it staying there and the Sphere.
Yeah.
She loved the Sphere and all the things Las Vegas, right?
So she was fun to see. Also, the show Rouge, which is over at the Strat, they had their hand balancing act. It's three brothers who do this hand balancing act, and that was nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
Phenomenal. They did a great job, but it was nerve-wracking because these are not small guys. They're like big muscle guys, and they're balancing on each other's heads and like three tall. And man alive, did they do a good job.
Yeah, I always feel like, I mean, that's part of it, right? Because it's the wow factor, but it does put you on the edge of your seat.
It does.
I'm looking at that guy's neck going, is that neck going to break right in half? Oh my gosh, his hand is on the head. But yeah, Rouge is still over at the Strat. And, you know, they call it's like the sexiest show in Vegas is one of the, you know, kind of slogans that people have said and you know, that they've gotten through the years that they've been here. And if you want to go see it, again, it's at the Strat. And, you know, we recommend it. It's very entertaining.
It is. That was a good show. So yeah, Kelly and Mark, their shows, set here in Vegas, wrapped up this past week. But if you want to check them out, I'm sure you could Google some clips online.
Yeah, I think they probably do put the shows online, so yeah, you can watch it there.
By the way, Vegas Revealed is presented by Level Up Law.
If you've experienced a slip and fall or were injured in a place of business or on a construction site, call Level Up Law at 855-LEVEL-UP.
Do you have a wrongful death case or been in a motor vehicle accident, even harmed in a rideshare? Level Up Law specializes in personal injury cases.
Call Level Up Law now at 855-LEVEL-UP. You can also go to their website at leveluplaw.com to learn more.
Something else we did this past week is go see Jersey Boys over at the Orleans. The Orleans is down Flamingo or Trop?
Trop.
I always get that confused. Down Tropicana Avenue on the west side of the Las Vegas Strip. It's been there forever, like New Orleans themed hotel casino. And Jersey Boys is the first residency show that they have staged over in the showroom at the Orleans.
Yeah, so we were excited to get there and hit the red carpet, meet the cast, meet the, you know, the folks that are in charge of putting on the show and talk to them a little bit about, you know, why they think this is going to work at the Orleans, how, you know, Jersey Boys, the musical, has really been missed here in Las Vegas. So first we talked to John Bentham. He's the executive producer and had a nice chat about what this show is going to bring to Las Vegas.
Man, this has been a dream come true. We've been waiting for a very long time to get this back on the stage, and I'm so proud of this cast and everybody that's been a part of it, because we've actually brought back the Broadway show Jersey Boys to Las Vegas, and it's the first time that it's been in Vegas. We've had a Vegas run of Jersey Boys before, but it's been the shortened version, so this is the first time that people can really enjoy the full Broadway version here in Las Vegas.
I didn't realize that. Yeah. Okay, so it'll be a little longer, right?
Yep, it's a little bit longer, but we've got the full band. So in the last 10 years, you know, things have kind of condensed. So Jersey Boys was this big grand show, and just over time, it's kind of shortened and it's kind of gone down. So the band went from 10 to 6, the cast went from 17 to 14. We've brought it all back. So we've got a huge cast, we've got a huge band, and the sound and the excitement on the stage has never been better.
Well, I feel like people have been asking, like really missing it. I mean, do you feel like it's a show that people have really wanted back as well?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. We've only been here for a couple of weeks, and already we've seen people who have seen the show 104 times, 90 times, 80 times. It's amazing how many people have seen the show multiple times, and they come back because they get something new out of it, or the music is exciting and exhilarating every time they see it. So, yeah, I mean, I think there's a couple of things. You know, the message of the show is real powerful, and the music is just unbelievable. It's just such a fun, upbeat show for Vegas. You know, when people come to Vegas, they want to kind of escape. They want to see something fresh, new. Jersey Boys always seems to be that for people.
And what about being at the Orleans? This is kind of like the first big residency for the Orleans. I mean, this is really cool. I mean, you think this is going to be a good fit?
Yeah. We're super excited about the residency here at the Orleans. It's the first one that they've ever had, and it's a perfect theater for this show. You know, Jersey Boys is such a big show, and we're in like 800 seats. So there's not a bad seat in the house. It's very intimate feeling, and it's just a lot of fun.
And there on the red carpet, we also talked to the Jersey Boys cast. Of course, the show is about Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, but there were five seasons there standing in front of us because the role of Frankie Valli is split between two different actors. So we spoke with all of them about what it's like to have this show here in Las Vegas. Some are new to the show, some are veteran Jersey Boys. So you're going to hear from Joey Barrero, Tyler Matthew Burke, Jonathan Cable, Jared Chinook, and Kit Treese about their experience being a part of this cast.
You guys have a lot of shows, so it's important to have multiple Frankies, right? So tell us a little bit about that process.
Jared and I split the role because it's so dry in Vegas, and so we, you know, it's great to have each other. We feed off each other. It's been a great time.
Well, it's a lot of work putting in a show every day, 6 days a week, and then what, you're doing a matinee on Saturdays, right?
That's right, yeah, we do matinees on Saturdays and also shows on Saturday nights as well, so two shows on Saturday. Oh, it's been fantastic. Let me tell you, these guys have been absolutely unbelievable, this entire cast. It's a great mix of people that have done the show before and people that are fresh to the show, so it's like a kaleidoscope of talent and abilities, and every time we shake it up, we get something truly beautiful.
Okay, and let's talk about the Vegas factor, though. Like, what is it really like? Like, I mean, is it hard to get work in? Because you're all like, look at the lights, look at all the fun stuff to do.
It's about balance, right? We're going to go out and we're going to have fun, but we also want to show up and do our jobs and make sure our audiences are having a great time, which they are. So we want to make sure we're taking care of ourselves, taking care of our voices, not drinking too much, but, like, also enjoying ourselves. So, like, Vegas is one of the most fun places that I've ever been in my life. And we are enjoying it, but
you're talking to the party animal himself right here.
But I'm not the party animal.
I'm the cruise director. Let's get it straight. I want to make sure everyone's having fun.
You know what, Dana? I was actually curious. I was like, wait a second. Was he really like a cruise director in real life and just bringing that experience or just using that analogy for what he's doing for the cast?
I think an analogy. I love that, though. Like, I'm not the one who instigates. I'm just the cruise director. I want to make sure all the activities are in order and
that's
that we
funny.
Have fun. But I love that they're really enjoying Vegas so much. You know, young guys, you know, here working hard, doing, you know, working six nights a week. And they love, you know, embracing everything that's Las Vegas. It was fun to talk to them. And the show was great. We loved it. And, you know, it didn't feel too long. There's an intermission, just like there was at the show at Paris and Palazzo. But after the intermission, it's a little bit longer. I think the show total, when I was talking to one of the choreographers, was like 220.
Okay. Because, yeah, they are staging the full Broadway production. Over the years, there have been different versions of the show where it's been cut down a little bit for timing. But this is the full Broadway production of Jersey Boys, which is fantastic. And one of the things that I absolutely loved is looking around in the audience while they were doing these classic Four Seasons songs. that just like get you bopping and moving, but you could see the people who are of the generation of this music, and they just had the biggest smiles on their faces. They were singing along. They were dancing in their chairs.
Yep.
I just thought that was such a cool thing.
Right. It's and you were saying it's like the Backstreet Boys for
it's
a
like
different
their
generation.
Backstreet Boys, yeah.
Different generation, right? But you know every song, you know, you just do. It's a great show. If you get a chance, go see it. And keep that 3:30 matinee on Saturdays in mind if you're more of a daytime show person.
That is good. I'm gonna keep that in mind. By the way, the show is dark on Tuesdays.
All right, let's do some tips.
Dana, I feel like this first tip is perfect for the Golden Girls. You know how they always sat at their kitchen table going over, having laughs and tears and hugs over cheesecake?
Yes.
Well, we have some darn good cheesecake in Las Vegas now, courtesy of Junior's, the iconic restaurant from Brooklyn.
Yeah, right out of New York. We now have one on the Strip. It's exciting. Over at Resorts World. This Junior's, though, is over the top. It's a 300-seat venue. It has full-service breakfast, lunch, dinner, a late-night menu, a bar, and then the legendary cheesecake offering. So it's got everything all in one. This is the first location on the West Coast, so that's pretty cool.
And Dana, we did have a little cheesecakes delivered to us.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat down and I had that and I savored. I was taking the smallest bites possible because I wanted it to last as long as it could.
Right.
And it's so good.
Oh, it really, you know, we're going. So this podcast we're recording right before we go over to an event at Resorts World for the Junior's grand opening and ribbon cutting. You'll see that in our TV show and on our social media as well. But Sean, when I was reading, getting ready to head out the door here, I thought, wow, they have like some 24 flavors.
Yeah.
The New York plain to the ever popular strawberry, chocolate mousse, and red velvet with new favorites such as pumpkin, key lime, and Oreo. Oh, I love Oreo cheesecake.
I like key lime.
Yeah. Do you? You're
yes,
a key lime.
I love key lime.
You and my dad. I'm not a key lime person. Yeah. Oh. You, my dad, my mom likes key lime too.
Key lime is good. I like how tart it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That is good too. I like a good tart. But yeah, I'm excited. They have curated cocktail program, the whole nine. So this is going to be great. They even have like steak burgers, deli sandwiches. I'm interested to see. I think this is going to be a great addition to Resorts World because I love when hotel casinos have top of the line, world-class restaurants. And they have, you know, like middle of the road, more casual restaurants that are just as good.
Exactly.
You know, their offerings are just as good, but it still feels more casual in case you're not, you know, you're not wanting to hit Wally's that night.
Right. Yep. So it's great to have Junior's opening their first West Coast location inside Resorts World just steps off of the casino floor. So if you're over there at Resorts World and you have a hankering for a cheesecake
or whatever else.
Anything off of their vast menu,
yeah,
stop in there.
Hey, listen, we mentioned at the top of the show, pool season is here in Las Vegas. There's usually, we just have like an opening date when it's usually when the weather starts to cooperate. So there'll be days where it may not feel like pool season, but then there'll be another day where it does.
It's true. This is that time of year that's like a boomerang.
Something came across our desk today and I thought we have to share this. This is a great tip and it came out from Virgin Hotels Las Vegas.
Yeah, and they're kind of doing a new concept which will be known as the pool at Virgin Hotels Las Vegas. It'll be upscale, modern, tropical, kind of think of an oasis.
Mm-hmm.
And this is for hotel guests along with people who are not staying at the property. This deal starts on Saturday, March 16th at their pool, which is located on the second level near the Ruby Tower entrance. There are going to be cabanas, food and beverage service, poolside services from the spa, and a serene beach-like atmosphere, according to Virgin.
I know. And you and I, we've walked by the pool many times, and I know there's different pools. And then we were out somewhere once, and I think we were looking at that one. We were at the Old Money Baby. Remember we went out to the patio?
Yep, sure
I
do.
Think it's that pool. Don't quote me on that. But anyway, they have several different pools and they do have kind of that beach tropical vibe. So I love it. Listen, here's the deal. The pool is for non-guests and locals, like Sean mentioned, with the purchase of a $25 day pass. So not bad, right? Cabanas will be available to hotel guests for 100 Sunday through Friday and 150 on Saturday. But locals are going to receive an exclusive offer of a $50 cabana reservation.
Wow.
Sunday through Friday, so does not count Saturdays, with a Nevada ID. A cabana reservation includes 4 day passes.
4 passes?
Yeah, so you can split it, you know, and then so it's great. And people always ask us, where can locals go? Are there any pools on the, you know, on the strip or off the strip or, you know, in Las Vegas, hotel pools where locals can go? And now Virgin is saying, hey, come here, join us. So I love this idea. The pool is open daily from 9:30 a.m. to close. They're going to have, like you mentioned, a food and beverage menu. They've got all the favorites there, and they've even got bottle service. I mean, really anything you want. So you can either go big or you can go small if you just want to go chill with a bottle of water and lay out.
Well, let me tell you, I think it is so smart of them to offer a deal for a pool deal for locals, because there's so many times when you might have a group of people in town and you're like, oh, I want to go to a resort pool, whatever. Mm-hmm. But you don't want to do like the day club thing. You want to actually go to a pool where you can just kind of relax, hang out. And you can't get in to a lot of pools unless you are a guest of that resort. So this is fantastic. The price is right for a cabana, a $50 cabana reservation, get 4 people in. Smart move, Virgin Hotels.
Well, and a lot of people always say, like, sometimes they go into Virgin and it feels a little empty, but I've heard through the grapevine that they actually really fill up when it comes to occupancy, but a lot of people from there go to conventions. And so it may seem like during the day that it's not that busy. And I think what a great idea then, fill the hotel pools while people are at conventions and stuff with locals and non-hotel guests and hotel guests, you know, and have a great vibe. And then they're what, you know, they're getting food orders and drink orders and all that. You might as well. It's just a great idea. I love it. Hey, they're also going to announce an adults only pool concept apparently this season, which will be announced later this spring. So stay tuned for that. They put that at the end of the release.
I like that too.
Yeah.
Well done.
All right. Well, we've got to go eat Junior's Cheesecake. A little reminder, you will find Junior's right in the Vegas Near Me app because they have everything fun to do or see listed in that app. We recommend it. It is free. You don't even need an email to download it and sign up. It's on Google and Apple. Download Vegas Near Me if you're going to visit Vegas or you live here.
And a reminder, you can see Vegas Revealed on TV here in Las Vegas weekends on Fox 5. You can also catch our show, an edited down version of the show, on our Vegas Revealed YouTube channel.
And a big shout out to our presenting sponsor, Level Up Law. You can call them at 855-LEVEL-UP or visit them online at leveluplaw.com.
And we will be back with episode 211 or 211, however you want to say it, next week, right here on whatever streaming platform you're listening to Vegas Revealed on.
Have a great week, everyone.